Yeah. Because some places want to come up quicker than other places, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they pick those wild onions too.
Yeah.
Well, I have to get you or Dr. Ellis or somebody to show me what they are, because I'd like to try them.
Yeah.
I think that'd be real.
Maybe next time we get back together, I have a plant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like you to if you could.
And there's another plant that grows in the fall. Yeah. And they use it too the same way.
What's it called?
They call it, I don't know what the Spanish name for it is, but we call it capo.
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 Yeah.
Capo. Capo. Capo.
And you do the same thing with it?
Yeah.
It's just a seasoning, or can you eat it raw too?
Either way, eat it raw too that way.
Mm. Very good. I'd sure like to try these. I'm game.
Yeah. Well, I guess Dr. Ellis found a lot of things that Dora told her about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Plant life, yes. How to fix it too. But one thing that never been written, that's all. Yeah. So now she's, I don't know, she never has time yet.
Yeah. Well, I sure hope she does, because that would be really fascinating.
Yeah. One time she had a class there, one summer, and that was just right after we began to know her, see?
Mm-hmm.
And she brought a class out to house, and she demonstrated the pottery there, see,
mm-hmm.
to the class, and then we went down to the bosque. There's some berries down there that grows down in there. And, but this was still early in summer, but they weren't ripe yet, see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we got back, and there was one that was really interested in the minion, see. And she gave me a whole list of. But I don't think she never wrote anything about it, because the only word that she told us was that she was trying to fix some for her husband. Yeah.
This was the maze.
A girl that went to school. She went to school in Dr. Ellis' class for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was from California, and she met the boy during that time in the class, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they got married then.
Ah.
After they got back.
A romantic class. Oh boy.
Well, she said to us that, if I ever fail to write you again, but we'll still have in our memory that where, how we got together and we're now married.
Have they been back to see you?
No. Yeah.
They must still be in California.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, she said she's going to start teaching.
Uh-huh.
Try to teach, I guess. Teach her.
Oh, that's real nice. Well, I sure hope that Dr. Ellis works up those recipes and things and publishes those.
Yeah.
Because, well, that would be real nice. Because there's a lot of people that would like to know these things.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, in time, the young girls out of your pueblo are going to forget these and what they're for and how to use them.
They don't know it. I don't believe a lot of them, especially the young ones.
Yeah.
A lot of them that are, well, I'd say about around 30 years already, that don't know nothing about them, see.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. But it was just, I know that there's only three maybe that are pretty well versed to some of these things, you know. Yeah.
Well, this woman that was out Sunday and her two daughters, or these two young girls, they'll know at least if they go out with their mother and help gather these things.
Yeah. Well, they all know that that's good eating, so they all do, but, you know, in many ways they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like we gave two pieces of that Dora made so long and about that way. I call them, I started to call them K-Ration because, you know, the Army puts up some kind of a lunch that would give a lot of energy rather than carrying the whole pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in my days, I mean, in the days old, those old people carry a lot of that, you know, put up in slices about blocks about that big, that long, see, out of that fall plant.
And it's a high energy.
Yeah.
Huh, I'll be darned. Well, maybe next fall you can show it to me.
Yeah.
Oh.
You plan to stay here or you leave here?
Oh, we're going to stay here.
Huh?
I'm going to stay here, yeah.
Oh.
I like it here real well. I hope that I can get a job here in Albuquerque and stay in this area.
Yeah.
Because I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
This summer I'm going to Alaska.
Oh?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know yet. We've applied for some money and we may get turned down. But we'll go up there and Jeannie and I will go up. Mm-hmm. We're going to live with some Eskimo people. Mm-hmm. Way up. Almost to the Arctic Circle.
Oh.
Oh, that'll be cold.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do some archaeology up there.
Oh, I see.
While we're living with these folks.
Uh-huh.
And dig an old Eskimo site.
Oh.
And try and find something out about those folks. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah. I don't wish to think that how interesting it was to learn something of the old. Although when I was in school, you know, I read a lot of those and the old Europeans like the Napoleons and the Caesar and the Romans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like to read of those, you know.
Yeah.
And even the Egyptians too, you know. And but I didn't even realize that there was lot interesting things back of it, you know.
Right.
Yeah. If I had already known it because of that reading those, all those histories, see, I would have started out early enough when there was old people still alive, you know.
Yeah.
But that one thing I just didn't get around to not realizing how valuable it would have been, see. And then I left school and started to off and on council work, see, until maybe about around 1926, yeah, when that Pueblo Land Act came out. They need an interpreter and they think God was the one for it, so they gave me that job, the Pueblo did, yeah, and then I was just an interpreter and we had to do a lot of questioning research amongst the people as to the land there, see. And that's where I pick up quite a lot of that other land, like the grazing that we lost.
Mm-hmm.
And the traveling of the people, you know. And then again, I didn't go too high in, of course, in schoolwork, I never graduated, nothing. Only that I saw the value of being an interpreter for my people, that I got into educating myself by reading, see.
Mm-hmm.
And reading aloud so that I can have the voice to come out, you know. Yeah. I read newspapers where people talk, you know.
Yeah.
Written, something that's written is that somebody's talking, you know. Well, I like those better because they teach me how to talk, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought I was getting on pretty good then, that way. Yeah. And all those years, and then I also went into my own language.
Mm. Good.
Yeah. And I didn't have too much hard time then to interpret anything that was brought before my people, you know, from the agency or any outside transactions that came up, you know, like the highway, railroad, or electric highways, you know, they go through there. So then I began to see all the value of that, but I didn't quite get to the real value of the knowing what's back of the people and their coming, see?
Mm-hmm.
Just what we're trying to put down, see? Not yet, I didn't even understood it that yet, see?
Mm-hmm.
Just to hear at the, for the land's sake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I sense that the old people, they stress it loud and strongly to memorize and be able to put it in your brains and yet remember some years later, well, that was really good. That's the way that they have their books, I guess. I call it their brain books.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this. Yeah.
That's all you have left, and you've got to get it now.
Yeah.
Or when
then,
you can.
Not until I got, when this Claims Act came out again. I know we got a lot of land that we lost, so we went into that. And then our attorneys hired Dr. Alice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was appointed a committee to work on my brother and the other two from Zian Hames. That's where I started to know her. I saw her during the fiestas before with Bruce, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We did the judging sometimes and party and stuff like that. Well, I didn't know that she was from the anthropology.
Leo yesterday asked me if I knew Dr. Ellis.
Uh-huh.
I was telling him that I was looking at Doris pottery, and he says, we was talking about the pottery, and then he said, there's a white woman that comes out and looks at Doris pottery too. He said, her name's Dr. Ellis, do you know her? Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the right then, I guess we sort of made friends. Yeah, and then she got me to come down and do some work around the house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
From there, I never left her yet. Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah, long time she used to be there all alone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, here and Bruce is up there.
Yeah.
And she trusted me to the whole thing. I carried all the keys to the rooms and just look after things in there, see.
Well, that's a big help to her, I'm sure.
Then that's where I began to learn the value of knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm trying to...